קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ג' מולד הלבנה.
The preparation passage for the lesson.
נתקשה משה, לבנה נקרא מלכות.
The birth of the moon.
ונקרא את חידוש הלבנה. היות שעניין מלכות שמיים צריכים...
The writings of Rabash, the new moon. The new moon, Moses reasoned, the moon is called Malchut, which is called the new moon, since in matters of spirituality we must daily accept a new burden. And it is not enough what we have received yesterday, since each time, as the Ari said, we must raise the sparks that fell into Biyah, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya, and raise them to Kedusha, divinity. Accordingly, when one continuously receives new burdens, it means that he takes a portion from Puda, separation, and brings it into Kedusha, sanctity, each time. And this means that each time Malchut returns to a point, and the point is called in the Zohar a black point without any whiteness, meaning it does not illuminate, since white is called illumination, meaning that it must be renewed each time. But we must be aware that it is not the same state as the previous one. Rather, as it is written, there is no new light that is not drawn from Ein Sof. And this is called the new moon. And the meaning of new moon, or the conception of the new month, is from the words transgression and wrath, meaning that one must overcome at a time when Malchut Shamayim, the kingdom of heavens, is in him in a state of a point, namely that one has no illumination from receiving Malchut Shamayim to be in a state of joy, as it is written, serve the Creator with joy. But instead, he is in a state of sadness. And this is concerning Ibur, impregnation, meaning it is like Ibur in corporeality, when one enters pregnancy, and afterwards, if the necessary conditions are right, a baby will be born. Likewise, when one enters the work and sees how far he is from the Creator, and he feels pain, this is called that he has merited the state of katnut, meaning that he feels his smallness, and this is called a vessel of deficiency. And from this, he is able to attain the light, which is called Gadlut, according to the vessel. Nekuda, a point, is called divinity in the dust. And raising it means, is called the sanctification of the moon. Namely, what was in a state of dust has been raised to Kedusha. And this is called to raise divinity from the dust.
Just as we have learned already, we spoke about it. If we truly bowing, honoring, dancing before the group that come in connection, in the connection between the friends, we want to establish this quality of love and bestow, then we see in our exertion everyone according to his. To what extent that situation is far from us. And that distance builds in us. Should we hold on to the greatness of the of that desirable form of connection? That distance bring us despair on the path, and greatness bring us importance of the goal, and nevertheless the power to attain the goal until we come to the final examination of being powerless. And that's not as wise as the experience. You can't skip those things. Rather specifically, only by many actions and deeds, according to Kabbalist advice, we are coming to a state of despair. A state of despair also brings joy, because just as Bala Sulam writes, there's no happier moment. There's no happier moment in one's life as when he comes to despair from his own strength. For now, he is worthy of a cry out from the depth of his heart for a true prayer. What is he asking for? He's asking for the power to nullify before the group, because this is the beginning of his entrance to a business, and then he received that force. Once canceled himself and entered the contact with the group, he's considered that he turned the black dot into white. And accordingly, he advances and immediately receives a new black point. Thus, so many points, many dots, he builds himself so as to, every time there is darkness, then light, darkness, light, until he comes to the a state with all these entrances and exits, entry and exit, and this, build a state of katnut in him. From conception, gradually it turns into katnut, infancy. I mean, it comes to the end of the ibu, formation of the fetus, where the whole fetus is in nullification, meaning all his 613 desires undergo a correction of nullification, and it become white on the degree of nefesh, thus come to birth and continue further. Further, the desire to receive intensify to the degree of ruach. There he must know how does he connect to the Creator through actions that he take upon himself instead of the Creator in managing himself. Just like the newborn in our corporeal life, accordingly it occurs in the same states. So, Kabbalists connected to the matter of the renewal of the moon. The moon, meaning Malchut, which is usually black, come to a correction. Her correction is called sanctifying. Sanctifying meaning she ascends to the degree of Bina. And by doing so, she is turning white. And Lavnunita, it is a white dot instead of a black one. that receive corrections. That's each and every time. And a month, Chodesh, is Chidush, renewal, not necessarily every 30 days. Yeah, well, we have later on Rosh Tochsof, 30, etc. So now, each and every moment, we may undergo renewals because we don't have the details yet in each and every point of contact with the Creator. Hence, the main thing is to try and build oneself as an embryo within the group. Imagine the Creator as the complete group that is in connection and love, and only I must be integrated in her, in it, in the group. Thus find the strength through the group, the strength for nullification, to the extent one cancels himself with respect to all of life's events that come his way. I mean, he isn't canceling himself as if doing nothing, like people sometimes think. I'm doing nothing, I'm sitting in the corner like that. No. Or doing some yoga out there, or what else is there? All this, the mysticists take example from it, that nullification towards the other one is the greatest thing. That's incorrect. The nullification of my ego and not of my actions. The actions I specifically need to perform, and many actions, and I need to cope with all the disturbances that violate none else but him, and good that does good, and above them, I need to determine that it's all come from the Creator, both I and the environment, and only that very point from which I am performing the scrutiny of myself and the environment, being black, that wants to establish me and see everything in the ego, in my ego, that very point I need to turn into white. That it all comes under the dominion of the control of the Creator in His ordering, and only in such way it advances. If we are making efforts and helping one another, the impregnation is right on the path, right on the way. I recommend reading this excerpt from the preparation again.
Preparation for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, Volume 3, The New Moon. The new moon, Moses reasoned, the moon is called Malchut, which is called the new moon. Since in matters of spirituality, we must daily accept a new burden. And it is not enough what we received yesterday, since each time, as the Ari said, we must raise the sparks that fell into Biyah and raise them to Kedusha. Accordingly, when one continuously receives new burdens, it means that he takes a portion from Puda, separation, and brings it into Kedusha, sanctity, each time. And this means that each time Malchut returns to the point, and a point is called in the Zohar a black point without any whiteness, meaning that it does not illuminate, since white is called illumination, meaning that it must be renewed each time. But we must be aware that it is not the same state as the previous one. Rather, as it is written, there is no new light that is not drawn from Ein Sof. And this is called the conception of the month, or the new moon. And the meaning of Ibu comes from the words Evra Vezaham, transgression and wrath, meaning that one must overcome at a time when Malchut Shamayim, the kingdom of heaven, is in him in a state of a point, namely that one has no illumination from receiving Malchut Shamayim to be in a state of joy, as it is written, serve the Creator with joy. But instead, in him it is in a state of sadness. And this is the the meaning of ibu, meaning it is like ibu in corporeality. When one enters pregnancy, and afterwards, if the necessary conditions are right, a baby will be born. Likewise, when one enters the work and sees how far he is from the Creator, and it hurts him, this is called that he merited the state of katnut, smallness, meaning he feels his smallness, and this is called a vessel of a deficiency. And to that extent, he is able to later attain the light, which is called gadlut, adulthood, or greatness, according to the vessel. Nekuda, point, is called divinity in the dust, and raising it is called sanctifying the new moon. Namely, what was in a state of dust has been raised to kdusha, and this is called to raise divinity from the dust.
I think that all things are clear here. Definitions are clear? Is it clear? If not, ask.
No.
No, what's going on with the mics there? Everyone behind.
Rav, I heard you say now that each time that we analyze ourselves in a group, another black point is added.
Yes, how does the embryo grow?
That's the question.
Each and every cell forms into until a body has become the organs in it. Etc.
So nullification towards the group is the addition of the flesh in the embryo? It's the same thing?
Every time new nullification towards the group is the work in the accumulation of the cells into the embryo's body. Yes? And many such actions. Also, they come in general to start with. You could say it's like stem cells, which no discernments are distinguished in them, and later on you start seeing discernments. So you're not seeing precisely as a liver, leg, lungs, and also they aren't operating properly. They're just growing for the sake of the future to start with. But it is discerned that there are different things, there are different manners of nullifications. And later on, you begin to feel that there is a connection between nullifying towards this and towards that, and so on. And so, by the different forms you receive from the outside and from the inside, each time you are in a certain form of external disturbance and a form of inner reaction, or form of inner disturbance and external reaction. And truly so. So accordingly, you begin to discern in those manners that the lines and height, although it is an embryo, and even all kind of forms, until you need to add all the structure to the form of Ein Sof. I don't know how to say it. Well, on the one hand, we attain wholeness in its final form. On the other hand, we come to this final form through Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. So on the one hand, you need to conclude Aviyud de Shoresh, seemingly, and then Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. On the other hand, you cannot conclude Shoresh until you conclude the last degree. Truly so, because it too determines the previous degree. I mean, it's all going in such way, back and forth, as it's complementing one another. Just like in an embryo that grows, maybe you don't see, but with a child, it's not like it's legs growing first, then the body, then the hands, rather proportion. Everything grows, the mind, and so, hence we can't claim, we count the degree of nefesh, say, which is relative. It's a growth, let's say 2 years old or 5 or 10. So we are speaking both on height, weight, inner development, how could he work with his hands and legs. We check the entire degree. How it functions. So it's very difficult to say, well, everything is developing, but towards the degree of nefesh. This is the renewal of the moon that we constantly need to renew.
So Gay from Prague is asking, is nullification only towards the group or towards any state that comes to me in life?
Nullification is towards the group only, with respect to which I see each and every state in my life. Because if I've come to spiritual work, I have one goal, to bring myself to contact with the friends in the group, and through it I examine and weigh each and every incident in my life, to what extent it helped me or disturbed me, from being absorbed in the group, from nullifying myself in the group. Only towards that I'm weighing and measuring myself. No matter what it is, it could be family, it could be work, it could be health, could be each incident in life, I check to what extent it disturbs me from connecting to others in a full, to a full extent, in order to find the form of the revelation of the Creator, which is the main goal. And everything else I see only with respect to that. And if it is so, then I read this whole image, this whole form of this life correctly, that everything comes from the Creator and He established the form of my world in me. That's it. Well, if so, then we'll go to the workshop, right? What's according to plan?
This point of whiteness. Am I supposed to come to it and wait for the black point, or should I create some sort of a preceding action of additional nullification?
The point of whiteness is when I come to it as a constantly nullifying myself, meaning the embryo constantly nullifies itself. Even though in the forms of advancement of Ibu, he receives complex states, nevertheless, it cancels itself down to a point, down to that point. The point, it isn't the point in the space. Rather, the embryo, the fetus, must be cancelled, even though it's grown up already, has its own life and make different movements, etc. All his actions, all its growth is due to his nullification. And the more he adds and advancing, he grows over cancelling new cells. Otherwise, he'll be as a foreign object within his mom's body. He will have the reaction of rejection on behalf of the mom. Well,
actually, that point of nullification, even when he reached that point of whiteness, even there,
Even there is still nullification. So he doesn't wait for the black point to come, as it says here.
I don't understand what you're talking about. He starts every time his degree from the black point till he cancels it, turning it into white, and once more it's inverted into black in the new degree, and once more he turns it into white, thus advancing.
I'm asking what is happening between the white and the black.
There's no such thing. It happens immediately. Immediately it inverts. There isn't. Well, in our life, we are not... should we not... Have we not prepared the environment through which we receive the light, the upper white light? Then we are not identifying over its background the black point that immediately is there in a state... The ready, previous corrected state. It's always so. He wrote about it in the Zohar also, about how the degrees invert. That the moment we've concluded from Malchut to rose to Keter, from the point of Keter in our degree, there's already the point of Malchut of the further, highest degree. This is how we grow. This is already the chain of... chain of action that is in me. It's just in the spiral need to evolve. Well, so let's go for workshop.